And this news update is being brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kendy. Bresky Siding Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by Ashley Furniture Home Storm Bad Eggs. Ashley, this is home. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. In Huron County District Court yesterday, defendant Bobby Gordon Belcher was presented with a plea offer from Assistant Prosecuting Attorney Alexander Pahani. Under the terms of the agreement, Mr. Belcher would waive his right to a preliminary examination and enter a guilty plea to the first charge. In return, prosecution would dismiss the second charge. At time of the reporting, the plea agreement has not been accepted. The offer remains open through the scheduled time of the preliminary examination. A 79-year-old man from Fort Gratiot has died following a single vehicle crash in Tuscola County. Authorities say the incident happened Sunday afternoon around 3:30 on Frankenmuth Road near Lorenzo Road, just west of Asser. According to the Michigan State Police, the man was driving a pickup truck when it struck a traffic island at a rural intersection. He was the only person in the vehicle and was pronounced dead at the scene. Investigators do believe alcohol may have been a factor in the crash. The incident remains under investigation. And Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel's warning residents to stay alert for a tax-related identity theft as the April 15th deadline filing approaches. Nessel says scammers often use stolen personal information to file fraudulent tax returns and claim refunds. She is reminding taxpayers that the IRS will not call, text, or threaten arrest to demand immediate payment. Consumers are encouraged to protect their information by using secure internet connections when filing electronically, mailing returns directly from the post office, and carefully vetting tax preparers before sharing personal details. Officials also advise never sending sensitive information through text or email. Authorities say victims are often the first notified by the IRS. Anyone who suspects identity theft should contact the IRS Identity Protection Unit, respond promptly to any notices, and complete the appropriate affidavit forms. Victims are also urged to report the incident to the FTC, Federal Trade Commission. Despite potential delays, officials emphasize that taxpayers will still receive their refunds once their identity is verified. And we will return after this word from our sponsor.
Are you waking up sore and stiff and feeling unrested after a full night's sleep? Then it's time to visit Ashley and Baddox for a new mattress. Additional signs that you need a new mattress may include having a smelly, dirty, or stained mattress, having a saggy, lumpy, or noisy mattress, having asthma, allergies, or breathing issues that are getting worse, or your mattress is more than 8 years old. Here at Ashley, we carry all major mattress brands, including Tempur-Pedic, Beautyrest, Beautyrest Black, Ashley Sleep, Sealy, Serta, Simmons, and Nectar. Our Sleep Gallery offers over 30 mattresses for you to try, ranging from extra firm to plush and everything in between. Memory foam, coils, hybrid, we carry it all, and we're here to help you find your perfect fit. You won't find service and selection like ours anywhere else. Visit Ashley and Baddox today, 1 year and 5 year, no interest financing available. Please see store for detail.
This is Warehouse Manager Justin Cameron. We offer fast, professional setup and delivery. We can even haul away your old furniture. Visit us at Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
For your obituaries today, we have James Brandy Brandenburg, age 76, of Sebring, who passed away April 6th. Brandy was born December 6, 1949, in Bad Axe, and he is survived by his three children, Nathan, Jamie, and Brian, as well as his five grandchildren. Visitation will be Friday, April 10th at Youngle and Mellendorf Funeral Home in Sebring from 3 to 8 p.m., and the funeral service will be on Saturday, April 11th at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Sebring. Visitation will begin at the church at 10 a.m. until time of service at 11 a.m. A luncheon will follow the service, and memorial donations may be given to Emmanuel Lutheran Church Endowment Fund or any other fund at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. You can share your memories at jmfuneralhome.com. We also have Donald Marvin Don Ross, age 95, of Harbor Beach, passed away November 25th, 2025. He was born on March 18th, 1930 in Detroit, Michigan. Don is a veteran of the Korean War, enlisting in the Army in July of 1952. He went on to marry Eva Geraldine on November 27th, 1953. Don's children survive him, Don and Eva, as well as his grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Celebration of life for Don will take place Saturday, April 11th at 11 a.m. at First Presbyterian Church of Harbor Beach. Burial will take place at Delaware Township Cemetery in Forestville, Michigan. And friends can gather at the church beginning at 10 a.m. until time of service at 11 a.m. Arrangements have been handled by Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. In lieu of flowers, please send memorial donations to Sanilac County Humane Society or the First Presbyterian Church, Harbor Beach. You can share your memories online at ramseyfh.com.
There's a world of opportunity out there, beyond the typical 9-to-5, where purpose, grit, and the American spirit come together in the Peace Corps. It's been called the toughest job you'll ever love. Tough, because it asks so much of you. And the love part is knowing your hard work can transform lives and build bridges across cultures. After 65 years, the Peace Corps is still the toughest job you'll ever love. Explore opportunities in more than 60 countries and apply at peacecorps.gov/serve.
And we're back with more news. The NFL is currently under federal investigation for potential anti-competitive practices. According to reports from the Associated Press, the inquiry focuses on the league's media distribution rights and its control over broadcast territories. Federal officials are examining whether the league's current structure unfairly limits consumer choice and stifles competition in the sports broadcasting market. The league has stated it will cooperate fully with the investigation, but maintains that its business model complies with existing legal frameworks. Legal experts suggest this probe could have significant implications for how major sports leagues negotiate billion-dollar TV contracts in the future. Fans and analysts are watching closely for any impact on ticket pricing and streaming accessibility. And a two-week ceasefire, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has reportedly agreed to engage in indirect talks with Lebanese officials to stabilize the border region. This decision comes after intense diplomatic pressure from the United States to prevent a full-scale regional war. Despite the agreement to talk, the situation remains extremely volatile as both sides continue to report localized skirmishes and rocket fire. A two-week ceasefire brokered by the U.S. and Iran is currently in its second day, though both nations have expressed skepticism about its longevity. The talks are expected to focus on establishing a buffer zone and the return of displaced civilians to their homes. International aid organizations are also using the pause in major hostilities to deliver much-needed food and medical supplies to the impacted areas. And that's been a look at your news, brought to you by Bresky Siding Building Repair of Kendi. Bresky Siding Building Repairs, roofing, gutter, and siding experts. And by Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Eggs. Ashley, this is home.
Mirror, on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of them all?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of them all?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And that's been a look at your news this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.